This is Christy Westfall, one of the co-producers for HealthCetera. Funny how conversations about the future of healthcare in America continue to shift, from deservedness to repeal and replace to tax reform in haste. This flurry of rhetoric, politics, and power suggests some uncertainty about the future of healthcare to come. Dickens once wrote, "Marley was dead to begin with." There was no doubt whatsoever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. And old Marley was as dead as a doornail. But you know what? Our healthcare doesn't have to be. Sometimes, you know, we need to shine a little light onto the past in order to brighten the hope for the future. And a recent visit to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a little help from one of my friends reminded me, the human soul actually might be larger than a law, a news article, a tweet, a cloud of data, a research report, or even one group of powerful politicians. Joining HealthCetera today is Dr. Sunny Halliwell, University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing graduate, professor at Villanova University, and nurse practitioner at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Sunny is here to take us on a tour involving the intersection of history, health, and art in Philadelphia. Welcome to HealthCetera, Sunny.
Thanks so much for having me, Christy. I'm glad to be here.
And I hear you love nursing and you love art.
I do. You should know that I am not an art historian, but I am a nurse practitioner who lives in a city full of art. You don't really have to be an art historian to understand and appreciate the link between art and health, especially in a city like Philadelphia.
And I'm so excited to be here so we can go on our tour here. So, yeah, Pennsylvania Hospital, the walls are flowing with rich historical tradition and art involving health. So tell me a little bit about the Pennsylvania Hospital.
So Philadelphia is a city full of firsts. And Pennsylvania Hospital was founded in 1751 by Benjamin Franklin. It's probably a great example of one of these great firsts. You know, I'm Canadian, but I began my nursing career here in the United States at this hospital. And I'm really proud of that. But when I came here, I didn't really know anyone. So I ate a lot of lunches alone in the old part of the building, which boasts several really important sites, one of which is the very first surgical amphitheater in the country, and the second is a medical library. And there's two parts, the old part and the new part. And you were allowed at that time to eat lunch in the new part. But if you sit there long enough, you can start to hear the whispers of ghosts from the past telling you about who used to be there. If we think about when the hospital started, it was really a place for infirm people and really was created as a place for the sick and the poor to be cared for free of charge.
And Pennsylvania also has the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing, which also has been present for a long time.
Yes, and most notably at the School of Nursing is the Barbara Bates Center for Nursing History, which boasts the largest collection of nursing artifacts in the United States, where a lot of our history is held.
So yes, you have managed to help me infiltrate the hospital and see some pretty interesting sites. So stop number one is in front of that very first operating suite in the United States. And while we were standing out in front of it, it really brought me back to a philosophy of health science course that I took and a famous painting that actually featured the inside of the operating theater by Thomas Eakins. And do you mind just sharing a little bit about that painting from your perspective?
Well, let's first just start here because you're standing in front of the surgical amphitheater at the moment. Up here on the third floor, you can see there's like a little bit of a skylight, sort of the dome part of the building is up there. And part of the purpose of that is because they only did surgeries in the middle of the day because that's when the sun was the brightest and there was no electricity at that time. So you can imagine being in this round circular room and perhaps, you know, all the students of medicine sort of sitting here in their very formal black suits, watching a procedure being done by one of their teachers, who would likely be a physician. And this is sort of what's depicted here in the painting that you're referring to, which is called the Agnew Clinic. The Agnew Clinic was was dedicated to a very important professor, Dr. Hayes Agnew, and the painting itself was commissioned to Thomas Eakins by the class of 1889 from the University of Pennsylvania. So Dr. Agnew's students asked for this painting to be painted, and you can imagine it's kind of like a class portrait. Every student who, I guess, maybe gave a little bit of money to commission the painting is depicted in this painting. You can see the faces of all these medical students who all also happen to all be men, staring down at the physician performing a procedure and his team. And I'm going to ask you a question, Christy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I think you may already know the answer. How many, you know, this is a picture full of men. How many women are in this painting?
I have to admit, I'm familiar with the painting. So I'm going to answer two women. I'm going to answer the nurse, who is maybe the only person in the painting who is actually looking at maybe the second woman in the painting, who happens to be our patient.
That's right. And there's a couple of things that are shocking about that. The first thing is the second woman in the painting is the patient. She's lying on the table and she's nude, and you can see her breast because the surgery they're performing is a mastectomy, which was a death sentence at that time. Most women would die after that procedure. So it's a very grim and sad procedure, but there it is. And I think that in many ways, many historians have talked about Eakins using that as sort of like a sort of shocking portrait. But the most obvious woman in the painting, obviously, is the nurse. Do you know her name, Christy?
You know what, Sonny? You got me.
So this is the first graduate from the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing. This is Mary Clymer. Well, I really should say the hospital nursing program, because that's how nurses were taught back then, is that they would be residents of the hospital. They live in the hospital, work in the hospital. So she's one of their first graduates, and she's very obvious because she's standing there observing, participating in this procedure, but in a very unique way. Her gaze is focused specifically on the patient. And the reason why we know a little bit about what she was thinking at the time, not just of this painting perhaps, but of her practice, is because we have her diaries. And in those diaries, she talks about how the most important person that is in a room is the patient, which I think is a very different point of view from perhaps some of our medical colleagues, and certainly from our medical colleagues of that time.
So you've led us through on the first part of our tour, which in some ways is giving us a unique perspective onto maybe one of the ghosts of healthcare past, and I would say maybe the ghost of gaze, looking at perspectives and realizing that the way we perceive health really is important to be aware of and what that means. And kind of continuing on our tour, we walked along and ran into a huge, huge painting in the hospital. I don't remember the exact dimensions of it, but it was commissioned in the 1800s by Benjamin West and called Christ Healing the Sick in the Temple. And yeah, so Sunny and I are sitting here staring at this huge painting, and you told me that there were actually two of them that were commissioned, and that actually there may be a secret guest star within the painting and pen. Tell me a little more about this painting and a little bit more about our guest star.
So we're going to go back maybe about 80 years. So the Mary Clymer painting we just talked about was about 1889. We're back in 1817. And we've just walked down, you know, a white marble hallway, original part of our building, and we're actually standing in the bridge between the old part of the hospital and the new part of Pennsylvania Hospital. And right here in the center point of the hospital is this enormous painting that takes up an entire wall. The original painting was painted, I think, in 1800 by Benjamin West and was featured in London. And it had a huge, huge following. People adored the painting. But I think that when he was commissioned to create another version of the painting for the hospital, because remember, we're the first hospital in the United States. They needed to make something that would stand the test of time, and which is why this painting bridges the old and the new. They wanted to pay homage to what was actually happening here in the new world. So when you look at this painting, there is an extra featured in there.
We're looking at it together, and I see the Christ figure who has his arms out and has this halo of light illuminating around him, and so many sick and people surrounding him hoping for help. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, there are so many people with so many different expressions on their face, all hoping to be healed. I don't know who the guest star is.
The guest star is actually somewhere there at the back. Do you see that guy at the back with his arm raised?
And he looks very different than many of the other people in the painting. The way the color of his skin, the way that his body is positioned, even the look on his face is very distinct from many of the other people within the painting. Why is that?
Well, you'll also see that he's also being restrained, physically restrained by the other characters in the painting. And that is because it's paying homage to the history of Pennsylvania Hospital treating individuals with mental illness. And so this figure is reminding us about that history, which kind of wasn't so great when the hospital was really first founded, because the dry moat surrounding the hospital was actually used to exercise the mentally ill. People could be invited.
You're
together.
Not meaning exercise like a demon. You're meaning like exercise.
No.
Okay.
Exercise like go for a walk.
Okay.
And at that time there was a gate around the hospital, and people could pay a little bit of money to donate to the hospital. But also, do you have the opportunity to view the mentally ill going on their stroll?
So it seems to me that through both of these paintings that we've talked about and the gaze and the perspective, they've both depicted things in health that maybe we're not necessarily proud of, but things that are an important part of where we've come today. And while the healthcare system today may not be perfect, there's still a lot of opportunities. And in looking at art from the past and looking at these perspectives and remembering those, I think that A is therapeutic for us, and B, again, reminds us of kind of these ghosts of the healthcare past and where we could go, which brings us to the third place in our amazing walking tour of Philadelphia. I had no idea that art was everywhere in Philly. I mean, it's the city of murals, literally. I looked it up online, and I actually found out that there were over 3,000 murals that were commissioned by this mural project. And you brought me to a final spot in our tour in front of one of the most amazing murals I've ever seen, and I could be biased because I'm a nurse, but it's The Evolving Face of Nursing by Meg Seligman. And do you mind just describing what this mural means to you and telling us a little bit more about it?
Well, this mural is painted on top of an older mural that also depicted nursing. But what makes it different is that it's taking us into the future. First of all, you see the past sort of depicted in black and gray. And it sort of heralds back to a lot of things. Nurses who used to care for individuals during World War I and World War II. And also, you'll see a lot of figures that are very similar to the figures that we saw in the Aggie Clinic that harkens to nursing history in the city of Philadelphia. But then you see some new faces. The new mural is actually very diverse. People of different cultures and different ethnicities are now depicted. And you'll see the wide variety of places where we practice. From the beginning of life to the end of life, nurses are there. And so The whole mural sort of talks about how we've changed because the people we care for have changed. You know, Chrissy, we're seeing it in the day, but if we were to see it at night, it's lit up differently. So there's really two different murals that light up when you're gazing at this mural and appreciating it in the city. You'll see one mural at night and then the lights switch, and then you see another mural sort of highlighted in the evening.
So I'm feeling another visit to come to Philadelphia to check out the night vision of this mural with you.
Yeah, we'll have to go on a night walk. And I think the other thing we have to remember is that this mural was dedicated in 2010 when the Institute of Medicine released its landmark report on the future of nursing. And it was dedicated at that time to sort of herald that very important document.
And there's a Florence Nightingale quote on it that states that it's the unqualified result of all my experience with the sick that second only to their need of fresh air is their need for light. And I love these murals that talk about health, because especially in terms of community health and trying to educate, just like you said before, well, I'm not an art history expert, but I love art and it has meaning to me. I think that we can all experience art and experience our health without being experts in it. So to have these opportunities to create talking points and kind of teach the community about health through art is also very inspirational. I think Philly's ahead of its time in that way.
And I love this mural because it lets light shine from the past, right? And it reminds us we're here right now and that we don't know what the future will bring, but we can influence that. So looking at the past allows us to sort of reflect on it, but also reminds us we can change the future.
So thank you so much, Sunny. I really appreciate this amazing tour and also just you helping kind of illuminate all of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference. I had to do it. kind of educate all of us on Philly's health, art, and heart, and Philly's art with its ghosts of healthcare past really do, as you said, shine a light on where we've been and where we'd like to go. And I think nursing really is going to play a big part in that in the future to come. So we started out with some Dickens, and I'm going to end on that note as well. So here we go. There are some upon this earth of yours who lay claim to know us and who do their deeds of passion, pride, ill will, hatred, envy, bigotry, and selfishness in our name. I will live in the past, present, and future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me, and I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Thank you so much for tuning into Health Cetera and learning a little bit with me about health, art, and heart in Philadelphia. This segment was produced by Christy Westfall.